Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you. My guest this week is Juan Perez. Juan is the Chief Information and Engineering Officer of UPS. In this dual role, Juan is responsible for the technology and engineering functions across the organization, for finding new ways to improve the company's customer engagement and operations using technology, and for leading the company's transition to being a technology company that supports logistic services. Juan joined the company in 1990 as an intern and took over as CIO in 2016, adding his engineering officer role in 2017. In this interview, Juan details how the company has taken data from simply being an input for descriptive analytics to prescriptive analytics, which goes beyond predictive analytics. Juan has played an integral role in developing the company's on-road integrated optimization and navigation system, or Orion, which helps optimize the delivery paths the company's drivers take to make sure that they efficiently satisfy their service commitments to the company's customers. He also describes an advanced big data analytics project, which is designed to constantly take the massive amount of data points the company collects, learn from them, and use them to better predict what volume is going to come into their operations. We also discuss UPS's strategic pillars, Juan's take on artificial intelligence, the cloud, drones, and robotics, how UPS is using digital to enhance the physical experience that the customer receives, and a variety of other topics. Juan Perez, welcome to Technovation. It's great to speak with you today.
Hello, Peter. Great to speak with you as well. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Juan, I thought we'd begin with your role at UPS. Since 2016, you have been the Chief Information Officer. In April of 2017, you added the Engineering Officer, so your full title now, Chief Information and Engineering Officer of UPS. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about that additional engineering aspect of this and perhaps more fully describe your purview as CIEO.
Oh, absolutely, Peter. Once again, thank you for giving us the opportunity to showcase some of the things that we do in UPS from a technology standpoint. I think your audience is very, very much familiar with what CIOs do. I'm the CIO for UPS, responsible for the technology across the organization. A really exciting role, especially as we continue to find ways to improve our customer engagement through technology. We continue to work through improving our operations using technology in our company, and of course, ensuring that we use this vast amount of data to continue to bring insights to the organization so that we can make better decisions and support our customers' logistics needs in as many ways as we can. We've definitely transitioned into a technology company that supports logistics services. Now, to support those logistics services, we definitely need to have a strong engineering in our organization. The engineering function at UPS has, in essence, three branches. Think about it from that perspective. One branch, which is the industrial engineering branch, is responsible for the operational planning of UPS. They are also responsible for service quality, quality management. They have responsibility for the measurement that we put in place across the organization to ensure that we know how much time and effort it takes to get the jobs done across the company. They have responsibilities for determining where we need to build facilities for the long term. And of course, with that comes the responsibility to ensure that we have effective forecasts to plan our staffing, to plan our facility needs and other work that we do in support of the organization. So that's one branch. Then the next branch is what we call our plant engineering function at UPS. A critical function as well for UPS. They have the responsibility of the management of all of our facilities, but they also have the responsibility for building new buildings at UPS. And we've been in this very active mode of building capacity in our organization for the purpose of supporting our customers' growing needs. Well, they are the team that will support the design, the construction, and of course, ultimately the maintenance of those facilities so that our operators can actually do their jobs as well as they do time and time again with the appropriate capacity in our facilities. They also have responsibility for our sustainability practice, very important practice at UPS. especially as we continue to advance our sustainability priorities in the areas of fuel consumption, alternative fuels, emissions, a really core group in driving those initiatives in the organization. And then that takes me to the third branch of engineering at UPS, which is automotive engineering. It's a great group of UPS professionals that have the responsibility for managing the vast UPS fleet. They manage all the ground equipment, all the brown trucks that you see in the on the street making deliveries for UPS, as well as the big trailers, big tractors that we use to move packages between facilities. And they also have responsibility for managing the ground support equipment that is used in airports around the world in support of our airline operations. Now, amongst all the things they do, they also have a dedicated engineering group that is always looking for ways to improve the vehicles that we have in the company from, of course, a sustainability standpoint, but also from an efficiency standpoint. And they are working on some really cool things, looking at electric vehicles, alternative fuel vehicles, and of course, eventually being able to use some level of autonomy in our vehicles to simplify the work that our people do.
Well, very, very interesting overview. I really appreciate that and certainly highlights the very strategic nature of the work of your team. Speaking of which, you mentioned in a couple of different places, for obvious and good reasons, the sanctity of data. And I know that the focus on predictive analytics has become especially important. In fact, I really liked a quote of yours describing the move from descriptive analytics and a reliance on historical data to predictive analytics with customer data as the foundation. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the pathway to do that. How have you undertaken and made changes to your organization and its technology in order to develop some of these advantages through predictive analytics?
Oh, absolutely, Peter. You know, UPS has had this approach to managing its business that's been founded on very solid engineering practices for many, many years. And that's one of the reasons why UPS has become the most efficient company in the world as it relates to providing the types of logistics services that we provide. Now, to be able to do that, data has been part of our DNA since the early days of UPS. Of course, in the early days, not all data was in computer systems like today, but data was core at making the appropriate decisions to drive the business forward. But frankly, it's no different today. We use data to continue to advance our business, make us more efficient, improve our productivity, certainly make better decisions so that we can support our customers. Of course, today we do it with the aid of just very sophisticated technology solutions that keep advancing. And my goodness, it's a really exciting field to be in when you see the advances in technology and how much more we can do in support of our business and our customers. But data is certainly core to what we do in the company. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples of how we definitely have taken data from just simply being an input for descriptive analytics to even beyond predictive analytics, really taking it to prescriptive analytics, in which we actually use data and insights from that data to be able to tell people what to do next so that we can help them improve what they do. I'm sure you've seen and read about the work that we've done over the years with Orion, the on-road integrated navigation and optimization technology that we use here at UPS. It's in essence, think of it as the brains behind how we ultimately deliver packages in UPS. It helps us optimize the delivery paths that our drivers take to make sure that we first satisfy all of our service commitments to our customers, but also that we put ourselves in a position where we can do it as efficiently as we can possibly do. That technology has had great benefit for UPS in the way that we manage our operations, our dispatch and delivery operations. And we believe that, you know, that journey of going from descriptive analytics to prescriptive analytics has put us on a path to continue to improve the way we run our business through data. The next generation of Orion, which we're working actively on it now, does two things for UPS. One is we've actually embedded navigation into the way that we do route optimization for UPS, and that's already providing value to the organization. The next release is going to allow us to dynamically optimize the delivery routes, once again, using data and using it in a real time, on a real-time basis, to be able to constantly provide our drivers what we believe is the best route to follow to ensure that they can be safe, ensure that we can meet our customer commitments, and of course, continuing to improve productivity and efficiency in the network. That's one example. The second one, which is relatively new for us, and I'm excited about this, it's a big data analytics project for us. You can imagine with the numbers of packages that we process in our network every day, we collect an enormous amount of data, and we're constantly collecting data. The path that we're taking with using that data for forecasting is to take all those data points and constantly learn from them to provide better forecasts of what volume is going to be coming into our operations more proactively, with the objective of giving our operations an opportunity to use those insights to make adjustments to their staffing plans, to their vehicle needs, to when they need to start running their operations much more effectively than ever before. And it starts setting us up for continuing to take advantage of data to address that huge volatility and variability that exists in e-commerce nowadays. So excited about how data will continue to support our business. And Peter, I can't see it any other way. In today's world, for us to make better decisions and support our customers, data has to continue to be at the forefront of what we do. And from an IT and a technology perspective, certainly from an engineering perspective, and continue to drive towards that prescriptive analytics approach that will make the business better.
Thank you for that overview. Very interesting and extraordinary what you and your team have been able to put together. Related to that, and perhaps there's quite a bit of overlap with it, in fact, is a couple different technologies that you've developed that I'd like to dive a little bit further into. Both UPS's package flow technologies, as well as the access point network technology that you and your team have worked on. Can you take a moment just to describe those as well?
Absolutely. You know, in the logistics space, it's become mandatory for us to be able to integrate the physical world that we live in. Remember, at the end of the day, we're moving goods. We are helping our customers get what they need, when they need it, how they need it. We are moving packages. We're getting packages delivered. We're making the things that people need accessible to them. And we've recognized the need to actually create lots of convenience for our customers in being able to do just that. So that's the physical world. But at the same time, you know, we have this digital world that helps us manage the network, that helps us manage our deliveries, that helps us support our customers' needs for information about their supply chains. So there's this digital component to the physical aspect of logistics that goes hand in hand with all that we do in the organization. So we've recognized that for us to run an effective network, we definitely need to have data, we need to have information. By the way, we're advancing, you know, as it relates to this particular concept, the whole view of the UPS Smart Logistics Network, which I can tell you more about that at another time. But we definitely believe that connection between physical and digital is critical. When you ask me the question about access points, for example, one thing is to have our UPS drivers, who are excellent at what they do, just take packages to a place where we can get them to our customers. Another one is to do it in a way that customers can make the choice as to where they want things delivered, when they want those things to be delivered, the locations that they want those things to get to be delivered. And of course, to be able to do that, it cannot be based on just people picking up the phone and calling UPS or talking with the driver. All this needs to be seamless using digital technologies. So we've created, as part of our package flow technologies, these mechanisms that allow us to connect our customers to UPS, to UPS drivers, through our digital platforms. So today, if you become a UPS My Choice subscriber, My Choice is the technology that we use to connect now, Peter, 57 million subscribers to UPS, you can go into ups.com, into My Choice, I'm sorry. And in My Choice, you can select your delivery preferences. You can tell UPS when you're not going to be home so that UPS doesn't make deliveries to your house during that time. You can actually select if you want packages to be delivered to an access point. And our systems keep track of all that information so that at the point that you're getting a package, we can act on that feedback you've given us digitally and fulfill your requests in the physical world. So our drivers can now take packages to access points based on your preferences. We can communicate with you digitally so that you know that those packages were delivered to those access points and you can take advantage of that flexibility. And you can constantly keep communicating with UPS as your needs, as your life changes. And we believe that that type of connectivity between UPS and customers creates that very special relationship that it's necessary for you to manage your personal supply chain.
Very, very interesting overview, Juan. Thank you for that. As you described your organization, one of the areas I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into is the advanced technology group. A lot of what you're describing requires using the latest technology, developing new and updated processes, really modernizing the enterprise to act more like a digital native organization, and as you pointed out, as an organization that's increasingly a technology company, and I wonder, how have you staffed the organization? Have you thought about the differences in the skills you're looking for today compared to, say, a decade ago?
That's such a great point, Peter. And let me tell you, from a CIO perspective, there are a couple of things that I think CIOs today have to balance. And I will tell you, this is an exciting job. It's an exciting opportunity to be a CIO. But at the same time, I tell you, the job brings a lot of challenges with it. And one of them is, how do you keep supporting the needs of the organization today? How do you keep your systems secured? How do you keep the systems running reliably? How do you continue to innovate for today? And at the same time, keep an eye on the future. How do you think about how these new technologies, how they will bring value to your organization? Where should we putting our bets on so that we make sure that we're making the right investment decisions on the technologies that will matter most? How are you constantly looking at technology that can truly transform our business? And at what point do you trigger the investments, the right investments, to make sure that those technologies are ready for use and application in your business to maximize their value? It's a pretty interesting domain that we're in today. To be able to do all those things, in other words, manage the present as you keep also thinking about the future, at the end of the day, you have to have the right people. Now, I'm really proud of the IT group that we have at UPS, as well as the engineering group. These teams are just made up of remarkable UPSers who truly care about this company, who bring their heart and soul to the organization to make sure that we continue to advance our company. Now, you know, at the same time, we have to be thinking about how we complement the existing group of great professionals we have with new talent and capabilities and skills. Now, when people ask me what keeps me up at night, of course, in the role that I have, there are many things that can keep me up at night. But one that definitely keeps me up at night is making sure that we have the right talent, the right skill sets here at UPS to support what we need today, but what we will support also in the future. And therefore, amongst the core five priorities that I have defined for both IT and engineering, people development is amongst those five priorities. And people development means a lot of things to me. One is it means that we need to continue to help our teams build their skills, the current teams we have today, giving them access to training, giving them access to resources that they can learn from, of course, exposing them to as many opportunities for them to learn as we can possibly give them, challenging them with exciting projects that will stretch their skills so that they can learn more, and of course, constantly refreshing their capabilities. So that's one part of it. The second part of developing our people is recruiting. and ensuring that we have the right recruiting programs in place to bring the best talent possible to the organization. And we do that here at UPS in many different ways. One is we've developed just an outstanding intern program that keeps us keeps this cycle of constantly bringing new talent at the entry levels that have an opportunity to work on exciting projects and find a great place for people to work in when they spend time here at UPS. So that's one. Another one is, you know, we definitely have engaged our people through the establishment of business resource groups so that those business resource groups that target the African-American community, the Hispanic community, the Asian community, many of our communities that we serve, and help us recruit talent that can fit here at UPS well and who can really excel and find great careers in the company. So that's another one. And of course, this is something that we've had to do in the last few years, and we need to continue to make improvements. And it's this whole notion of recruiting for mid-level positions. You know, UPS has had traditionally a very strong promotion from within policy. We've done that really, really well. We've had to adjust to continue to do that because that's important to our culture, but at the same time, become much more effective at recruiting talent. And to do that, Peter, it's been really important to me and to my group as well to make sure that we create the appropriate narrative as to why it's cool to work at UPS, why it's this is a great company to work on technology projects. And we go out of our way to describe the types of problems we're trying to solve, which are huge. I mean, logistics problems are big. And making sure that people know the kinds of projects that we're working on that are really innovative and different. And the fact that although we are a company that has been in business for 111 years, that at the same time people see UPS as an innovative company, one that it's bringing new technology solutions to the table, and that it's opening the door for people to use their skills and capabilities in different ways. So that's how we're approaching it. But it's a really interesting area and one that we could spend a lot of time talking about.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad you gave that overview. You mentioned that it's a key pillar, it's a key strategic pillar, one of five. I wonder if you can provide just a brief thumbnail sketch into some of the other four.
Absolutely. The first one, and I'll be quite frank with you, Peter, I don't speak much about this in public forums, but the first one is information security. I recognize the importance of protecting our information assets in the organization. It's an area that requires continued attention, continued investment. We are fortunate to have a great information security team, but at the same time, I'll be the first one to tell you that despite the great investments we make in this area, we recognize the challenges that come with having as much technology and data we have and keeping that information secured. And of course, I feel the obligation to protect our employees' data as well as our customers' data. And information security has to be top of mind for all of us, not only in IT, by the way, across the entire organization. The second one is systems reliability. You know, if we were having this discussion 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you know, I would tell you that reliability was important then. But of course, the business was not as dependent on technology as it is today. And I can tell you with certainty that without technology, packages don't move at UPS anymore. So that really drives us to ensure that our systems are reliable, that we're keeping up with our systems, that we have the discipline to build appropriate disaster recovery plans to support, you know, the issues that may come with managing technology. And it's a constant priority for our group. We do that really well. I recognize the fact that that's an area that we need to continue to keep as a priority because it never ends. The third one, I already mentioned to you, which is people development and keeping that focus on developing our talent and making sure that we have the right skill sets in the organization to support the many needs of our organization from a technology standpoint. Number four, from my perspective, it's this this whole notion of building innovative solutions and ensuring that the technology we build is in place to solve some really important problems that the organization continues to want to solve, because the problems are not static. They continue to change And therefore, we need technology solutions that can help us solve those problems. And number five, we are in a period of transformation here at UPS. You can certainly get a lot more detail about the UPS transformation and all the work that we're doing to transform the organization. I want to make sure that the IT and the engineering organization both recognize the importance of supporting transformation, both from the things we need to do to continue to support our own digital transformation, our own engineering transformation, but also support the organization's needs from a transformation perspective. And every function, every group at UPS today is transforming. And in the majority of the cases, they all require some level of technology to support their transformation.
Juan, as you look to the future, what are some technologies that particularly excite you going forward? We've already discussed a number of technology trends, but wondering if we might catch a few others that we've not mentioned yet.
Oh, absolutely. And, I always get into a bit of a tricky situation when someone asks me that question, because quite frankly, I'm excited about a lot of technologies. I'm more excited about what the technologies will do in support of creating business value than anything else. Because technology, and you know, I've had this view all the time, technology for technology's sake doesn't really fit with our strategy here at UPS. The view that we've had in this organization for many, 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 many years as it relates to building technology is that technology is here to support our business strategy. And the technology strategy is ultimately driven by our business strategy. But when I think about the core strategic priorities that UPS has defined, I'll give you the four of them. One is to continue to support the needs of our small and medium businesses. They want to do more business with UPS. They believe that technology is core for them to be able to enable their own growth. UPS wants to play in that domain and wants to support our customers with any technology solution that can help them be more effective and efficient in managing their supply chains. So that's one. Another one is growth markets. Really thinking about the amount of opportunity that's still out there for UPS to grow and to support our customers' needs outside of the U.S. And there's so many different growth markets in which we are working diligently to grow, and markets in which we see an opportunity to serve our customers in many different ways, that certainly excites me to be able to provide technology solutions to support them. And of course, we have created a technology strategy that is very different than what we used to do many years ago, where we thought that one technology solution could fit all. Now our view is that, specific to growth markets, we will have the right types of technologies to support our business. That's the second one. The third one is healthcare. We continue to see a significant need for our products, our services, our capabilities in healthcare logistics. And, the technologies that we've been working on and the next generation of technologies we'll be working on will definitely open the door for us to provide more customized logistics services to our healthcare customers. That's another exciting area. And the last one is e-commerce. I listed it last. Definitely is not the least important by any means. The growth of e-commerce is really putting us in a position where we need to innovate faster than ever before. Our customers' needs are changing. The expectations of consumers like you and I are constantly growing in terms of how they want to engage with their logistics provider, how they want merchandise delivered, how they want things be processed so that they can have them when they need them and how they need them. So making sure that we have the right technology solutions to support that domain is important as well. So when I tell you that, Peter, that really sets the stage for what technologies are exciting to me. Look, mobile solutions, networking solutions that can make us more effective in getting information to our customers. So technologies that will help us deliver technology faster. Cloud technologies that will make us even more efficient in building technology for our customers. When you started asking me questions about prescriptive and predictive analytics, the whole notion of artificial intelligence and machine learning and what we can do with those technologies to advance our analytics practice gets me really, really excited. And I think that, you know, areas that impact now the physical world, like robotics, like more autonomy so that we can simplify the work that that people do or complement the work that people do, those are exciting to me as well. You know, I still believe wholeheartedly that there will be a number of use cases in which we will be able to apply, you know, drones. I don't see drones as, you know, solving every delivery case at UPS, but for some very unique cases, healthcare, for example, you know, things that need to reach consumers urgently, drones can play a role as well. So I think that there's some level of excitement there in terms of what these technologies will do for our customers more than anything else. So those are the areas that are exciting to me, Peter.
You know, exciting, all of them. And I look forward to staying in touch and hearing about how they are implemented within your operation as the years go by. But Juan Perez, thank you so much for taking time with me today. It's been interesting to learn a bit more about your purview, the expansive purview that you've had at UPS, the innovative work that you and your team are doing, and your vision for the future. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Peter. Thank you for giving us a forum to talk about the great technology story that we have here at UPS. And believe it or not, these types of discussions also serve, at least for me, as an opportunity to promote the many technology opportunities that exist here for people who want to explore career opportunities. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in. Please join me next week. My guest will be Mark Fernandez, Managing Director at the venture capital firm Sierra Ventures.